If you enjoyed podcasts like this, you should check out our other shows on Health Podcast Network. For example, Medicine in America, hosted by Anthony Manson and Todd Harrington, shares the stories of physicians, other healthcare professionals, and industry leaders who are changing the way we deliver care. There's an episode that you should check out called Primary Care Reimagined with Subscription-Based Preventative Care Model. It's an inspiring call for a paradigm shift in primary care. All of their episodes highlight innovative ideas at the forefront of the movement to transform our healthcare system. Check out Medicine in America on your favorite podcast platform or visit healthpodcastnetwork.com.
Welcome to the Nurse Wellness Podcast, empowering nurses to manage stressors so they can intentionally reconnect with their purpose, optimize their wellness, and ultimately show up in the world the way they want to be seen. I'm your host, nurse practitioner Wendy Garvin Mayo, your stress solution strategist. In this podcast, you'll receive actionable stress management tips, insightful interviews, and strategies that focus on inspiring you to be your best, do your best, and give your best. With that, let's get started. Hi, everyone. Today, I want to discuss health and wellness, which are two areas we routinely educate our patients on. But what about our health and wellness? How often do we assess our own health and wellness status? We must carve out time to be introspective, because without our health, nothing else really matters. I think of health as the what and wellness as the how. Health is being without illness or disease, and wellness is a multidimensional active pursuit of lifestyle choices we make that impact our health. Now, I said wellness is an active pursuit, so that means it takes intention, time, and energy. Let's review the eight dimensions of wellness that equates to the circle of life. And as we review these various dimensions of wellness, I want you to make a mental note to really determine what areas you are currently thriving in and what areas are you just surviving in. So let's get started. So physical wellness, this is adopting healthy sleep patterns, physical activities, and good nutrition. Spiritual wellness is having purpose and meaning for living. Emotional wellness, this is having awareness of our coping skills for expected or unexpected life events, because we don't have control over everything that happens in our life, but we can control how we cope with things. The next one is social wellness. Are we connected with family and friends? And more importantly, are we connected with ourselves? What type of relationships do we have in our life? The next one is environmental wellness. Does our environment really support health and wellness? The next one is intellectual wellness. So are we intellectually stimulated with new knowledge and skills? And as nursing, we know medicine continues to evolve with new technology and therapies. So it's essential that we are up to date on these things. The next one is occupational wellness. Are we satisfied with our current occupation or work or position? The last one is financial wellness. Are we satisfied with our current financial status, or do we need to make some changes there? So now I want you to really look at your list and really celebrate yourself in the areas where you're thriving. But in the areas where you're just surviving, I challenge you to identify and commit to one thing you can do for 7 days to push yourself towards thriving in this area of your life. See, I like to think of the dimensions of wellness like the human cell. When you look at the human cell, the nucleus or the brain of the cell sits in the middle, and that represents us. All of the other surrounding structures like the ribosomes, the cytoplasm, the Golgi body, the mitochondria, those represent the various dimensions of wellness. See, we are in control of balancing our dimensions of wellness so we can ultimately thrive in life. Now, it's not easy to balance because life happens, things happen in our life, but it is possible. And the power of possibility lies in us. So until next time, take care of yourself. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and tell a friend. And I would love to share a 7-day mindfulness ebook with you. Go to stressblueprint.com/35. That is stressblueprint.com/35 and download a free copy. Until next time, go out and be your best, do your best, and give your best.
If you enjoy podcasts like this, you should check out our other shows on Health Podcast Network. For example, Medicine in America, hosted by Anthony Manson and Todd Harrington, shares the stories of physicians, other healthcare professionals, and industry leaders who are changing the way we deliver care. There's an episode that you should check out called Primary Care Reimagined with Subscription-Based Preventative Care Model. It's an inspiring call for a paradigm shift in primary care. All of their episodes highlight innovative ideas at the forefront of the movement to transform our healthcare system. Check out Medicine in America on your favorite podcast platform or visit healthpodcastnetwork.com.